Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to another episode of the Trade Paperbacks. No abbreviation this time around.
Because we forget it.
I see you have the dog with you. That's good.
I do have the dog with me.
Okay.
A few nails on the floor.
I don't think she knows any kind of... Speak! Nope.
Nope. Okay.
All right. So today we're talking about Eclipse Monthly, which was kind of a grab bag, you know?
Yeah, it was like
a good way to showcase, you know, a bunch of different stories. I actually like the idea of monthly. DC did annual.
Annuals. Like a bunch of little shorts in there. Yeah.
And I feel like Eclipse is one of those companies that, you know, that everything is different. So whenever the covers are cool because it's like a mashup of stuff.
Right.
And there were a few standouts for me when reading this. But you had a quick comment on one of the artists. Hold on, it was for Dope.
Yeah, Dope. Yeah,
which I thought was the most offensive one. But that is Sax Rohmer's Dope, adapted and illustrated by Trina Robbins.
Yeah,
and this was chapter 9 in mine.
I think I had chapter 7 or something like that.
Really, in issue 1 of the annual.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I did have like the beginning monthly. Or something like that. No, it's just like.
Why in chapter 9? You might have 8.
That's possible, yeah. So, to me, the one you've got here, it doesn't look as bad, but like to me, it was fairly long, and it was like almost all the male characters basically just looked the same as women, but with a mustache and their hair chopped short. So it was like, I don't know if this person just like knows how to draw men or not. So.
Well, I'm looking at this second issue, this next one. I mean, I think it's pretty clear.
She can draw women. It's just I didn't know that she can draw a man.
Okay. You
know, that was the thing.
Yeah, I mean...
All the men kind of looked like women, too.
I will say, you know, complete respect to her art style, but everyone has...
This does come from somebody who literally can't draw and can barely sign his note.
Everyone has the same hip size.
Yeah.
And everyone has the same shoulder size.
Especially if you look at the heads.
The heads
top.
Are all the same. Yeah. They're
it's
all
like
the same.
It's the same face.
So that was your stand up.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, I had a lot of trouble following just what was going on. And to be fair, I was kind of bulk reading a bunch of comics quickly. But
Right. And you know, you're not like. I mean, this isn't like something that you would probably get into, you know? But for me, the standout was, out of all the different short stories, was the Rio
short story. The Rio one was actually pretty good.
I like the way it was drawn.
It was a little short.
See, this one has the longest Rio.
And it was like, it was capable of providing an amount of like evident aggressive capacity without jumping right into the aggression right away.
So my favorite one is Rio from Eclipse Monthly, number 5. And it was called Satan's Doorstep.
Okay.
The way this is drawn, I'll let you pan through it while I talk, is next level,
see,
honestly.
Like
the two-page cover, folder. Yeah. It's nice.
With cover
but
within the thing.
Too. Throughout, the artwork is breathtaking.
Yeah. That's actually really good.
And, you know, Eclipse was a small company. They were one of the first to offer royalties and ownership to their artists, right?
Okay, I didn't know that.
Kind of like what Image
so
Comics
does. They would publish
does.
The stuff, but you would still own the
Correct.
Rights
yeah.
to the thing.
A lot of issues came up with Superman, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really still talked about to this day. Mm-hmm. And you could even argue the same goes with Batman, with Finger and the issues there. So, I mean, you know, it really is a big deal. You know, you come up with a character, you design it, you give it a backstory, you give it a design, and then it's owned by a company, right?
Yeah.
And Image Comics is the same thing, where their artists own their products, their property.
You do all this work.
You do all this work.
What you walk away with is a paycheck.
Right.
And something you can stick on the resume, as opposed to, like, owning a work.
Right. And it's different now. You know, like, we get artists that come in and do Batman, or come in and do Spider-Man. I mean, this is a character that's very well developed, and you deserve a paycheck for that.
Right, yeah.
But when you actually create something, you really should have some sort of ownership.
Right.
And I have always appreciated Todd McFarlane for doing that with Image Comics. But Eclipse was really the one that paved the way. And ironically, he purchased Eclipse, right?
Oh, okay.
2 years after,
right.
2 years after they went under. But Rio, for me, was the biggest standout. I would argue the Masked Man was okay.
Yeah.
A little silly. A lot of them are silly. I will argue that.
Yeah.
But it actually reminded me the most of Goon. I'm not sure if you've ever read a Goon comic. I'm going to guess no.
No.
But it was kind of, to me, the grandfather of Goon, mm-hmm. and the entire look and feel of Goon. So we might get to a point where you can read one of those. We got to get at least 5 listeners before we start reading Goon comics. So
just to drive them all away.
But yeah, this story in particular, they dedicated half the book.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the ones on the cover get the biggest story. So maybe yours had the biggest for, what was the name of that? What was the name of the one?
Captain Quick.
No, the one that you didn't like how everybody was drawn.
Oh, Dope.
Yeah. Maybe yours has Dope on the cover. I don't know.
No. Mine has Captain Quick and the Fousey on the cover, whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah. But one of the things I'm noticing about at least this issue of Rio is that it just says by Doug Wiley. Does that mean like he literally did everything?
Yeah.
So like he drew it and colorized it and wrote the story and the dialogue and did the penciling and everything.
It's
actually impressive. Like, it's really incredible.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Rio. I'm not sure if that has continued in any way, but
yeah,
would be interesting. There are a few that I was just completely lost. Actually,
Captain Quick, yeah. Captain Quick.
To me, that was the one that I was disconnected from the most.
So in the issue that I had...
On mine, he was on a different planet.
Yeah, well, I think it's like a different planet, but it's like part of the simulation or something. It's not clear.
Oh, so he's
what
not.
Exactly.
Yours is before mine.
Yeah, I think mine is the beginning. Because like in the beginning, he's like in the basement, like soldering some stuff and figuring this thing out. And then he gets sucked into this thing.
But he is a child,
he's not
correct?
Even sure where he is. Yeah, he's a kid. He's like a 10-year-old or something like that.
I like the design. You know, I like the little hat. I like
the
whole.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like
the, there's something about the bird,
he's on
the
like,
Fousey thing
see,
or whatever.
He's
it is.
On like a different planet.
Yeah.
With aliens. Weird looking aliens.
But like the Fousey thing kind of reminds me of what is that Sunday comic? There was like somebody who used to draw like a bird with a giant beak that was just like that. Kind of a tubby bird. I don't remember what it was. Doesn't matter. It was like early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, some Sunday comic.
Okay.
It wasn't that popular, but I used to be big into Sunday comics, you know, because Dad would always get the paper anyway, so I got comics for free. So, like a lot of them for a long time, but...
Okay, and a foozle you think looks foozle, like...
That's what it is.
You think somebody looks like it?
Yeah, it kind of looks like that. I'm wondering
if I think
that...
I remember what you're talking about.
I don't even know how to look up... let's see. Sunday comics from the 90s.
What'd you find? Anything good?
We'll find out. Important comics from the 90s.
That is a riveting episode of the podcast. So, yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it, you know, just especially with the Rio characters. And I actually didn't mind the Masked Man. Oh, I almost threw the book in my own face. But, you know, it's just really to give people a taste of different stories and different artists and different ways. One of them was a Steve Ditko actually did the artwork for.
Oh.
So, and Marshall Rogers is who did Cap'n Quick. So, I mean, there, you know, there was a lot of big names that started out, or at least worked with Eclipse. So,
Bloom County. That's what it was. Bloom County.
And it was like a yellow beak?
Yeah. Like kind of a...
Yeah, yeah. It looks a lot like that.
It looks a lot like that. So, I wonder if there's like... Yeah, I don't know, some inspiration one way or another, but...
Okay, well, maybe.
I don't know what kind of bird that would be, though, like real honking beak. So, Bloom County, never was really a huge fan, but I don't think I was the target audience as a youngster.
For that Sunday comic?
Yep.
I read Far Side, you know, and that was definitely not my age group either.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday comics, I don't even know, is that a thing anymore?
Yeah, it's a thing, but for the most part, almost all people who would be Sunday comic people now just skip syndication and the newspaper altogether, because newspapers are really kind of dying, print newspapers, and they're basically publishing their own work online, and people can like do Substacks for them and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, web comics are.
I think it's actually better because like you're removing the middleman, you're removing this thing. And to be fair, a lot of the publication barriers was always about trying to help the artist make a thing that is pretty good as it can be.
Hmm.
But there's also something to be said for the people who are those gatekeepers don't necessarily know. You know, they may not be the experts. They may not know whether or not this thing is quality, and it's really up for the audience to just decide whether or not they like it. You know.
So, if you'd like, check it out. You know, there's a few things that are definitely outdated in some of these. A
little bit.
But Rio, that's going to be the one that I point you towards.
Yeah.
Rio.
Rio was quality. That was the one thing I read in there that was really good. I mean, the static guy, it was okay.
That was Steve Ditko. That was Steve Ditko.
Who half of the characters were. But apart from that, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was well drawn.
Fine. It was, yeah, it was well drawn. I didn't really understand how he got the suit, but again, I was on monthly number 2.
Yeah. So,
not sure.
It's explained in the first one, but...
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't memorable enough for me to remember why it happened that way.
Yeah. Still, you know, this will probably be the final Eclipse Comics episode we do. So, you know, we're just, I think the best way to show what the company was is by... going over the monthlies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had a lot of stuff. They had a lot of stuff that we could have probably talked about, but we need to get some ratings. You know, we need to get some ratings.
We need to come out from the eclipse into the sunshine.
Yeah, it's time for the eclipse is over. It is over. And, you know, we just got to move on. And that's what we do.
And it's all working.
Next time is a mystery, you know? Ooh. I needed you to do a Marvel one. Because we still owe Marvel a little bit of respect.
Okay.
Even
in this day and age?
And please try to bring something with you.
Bring some comics back, except for that valuable one.
Not the valuable one. You can keep that. But yeah, try to remember.
Okay.
So I don't know what we're talking about. We'll do something Marvel. I don't want to do anything super mainstream.
Yeah.
Because we'll get to that when we do like Marvel Month or DC Month. So nothing mainstream for Marvel, but I'm going to find something that
they have a strong catalog all over.
They do. So. Yeah, yeah. Everybody does. Yeah. Like all the big two have, you know, they do have good stuff. They have
lots.
Right.
So
plenty of stuff. Plenty of stuff to talk about, but I need to make sure it's something that keeps you coming back to my house. Because... You know, I've driven away people with comic book podcasts. Okay?
Yeah, you know, I imagine have. So.
I've driven a lot of co-hosts away.
Well, no, what I appreciate is that you're allowing me to kind of take my expertise as a bit of a storyteller and kind of just inject that into a format that I don't know that much about. But, like, I'm able already to, like, read things and be like, I can tell why this is not working.
Mm-hmm. No, it worked out well with Star Trek.
I really delved
into it. And with Star Wars, actually.
The Star Wars one, that was rough. It was like, but the cool thing, the interesting thing was like the artwork is actually pretty good. It's just a lot of the choices made were just dumb.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And we're just trying to get, you know, this is a medium that some consider a dying media, actually. Mm-hmm. Especially because I cannot stand, modern comics. The art is not as good as this old stuff. So I don't think we're going to.
They're doing most of it. On computer now, right?
Yeah,
like having computers shading and things like that.
So I mean,
whereas like this is actually like airbrush and
yeah, there's all kinds of a lot of detail, a lot of power, you know, went into this, and it's you know, that's kind of why I like looking at the older stuff. I mean, back issues are kind of what I own, so that'll be kind of where we're at. we should have a lot more to talk about. Before grab bag month is over, anything else that we need to?
No. I think we're basically good as long as you've got some ideas of what to do next.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's grab bag month. Whatever Marvel comic I pull out will be the one that we read. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, that sounds good to me.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.